You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Come in for their best deals ever right now. Record number of customers that take advantage of the Chevrolet 0% interest through the summer, so you might as well do it. They have 20% off MRSP on remaining 2017s at Lakewood Chev.
We are joined by the head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears men's hockey team, Serge Lajoie joins us. Serge, good start for your team. And, man, I was looking down your roster. You're pretty loaded with a lot of former point producers at the WHL. Is this maybe the most, at least on paper, offensively gifted team you've seen in a while?
It's definitely the most offensively gifted team I've ever had the opportunity to coach. So there's not a lack of ability on the ice. Very fortunate to put pretty much any one of our forwards on any given night out on the ice. And I know that they'll have the opportunity to do some good things with the puck. So very fortunate to be behind the bench of these guys.
You have a lot of players who at that level were used to being on their first or second lines. I think that's safe to say, right? All guys, 60, 70, 80 points, they're first or second line players. Now they come in and, there's not so much a checking line in today's hockey anymore like there used to be with the Steve Caspers of the world. But, you know, there's definitely different requirements from some players. How many conversations do you have to have with guys who just have to accept a significantly different role than they've ever accepted before?
Yeah, those conversations are ongoing. Like you alluded to, it's not easy for somebody who's coming into this program and used to playing a certain role with their previous team. And then, you know, they're bright kids, though. They see the lineup, they see the depth. They know that not everybody's going to be able to be on the power play or play the role that they want to. So, the guys have been really good. The guys they understand that. To be successful, you got to sacrifice a little bit of yourself and what you want for the betterment of the team. And it's been good, but we don't have a check-in line. Like I mentioned, we could put out can't even call them our fourth line, but we had Taylor Cooper with Cole Lineker and Brandon McGee as our fourth line, if you want to call them that, this weekend. All three of those guys produced for us this weekend. So we're very fortunate that way. It's a matter of sharing the ice time and sharing the responsibility, and the guys have been very good at that this year.
Serge Lajoie joins us. Serge, home and away this weekend against Calgary. They're 1 point back of you in the standings. You've each only allowed 4 goals against in 4 games. You have scored 21. They've scored 18, so not a whole bunch. And I think your penalty minutes are pretty much identical, too. It's 62 to 64, so not a lot separating these two. What have you seen on film from Calgary that has you excited about the matchup, and what's their biggest strength?
Just watching video as we speak, and very impressed with their team speed. We had a chance to see them in the exhibition here at our tournament, and they play a fast game, and they get engaged physically. So I think it's going to be a very good matchup. They've come off a very strong weekend where they scored 6 and 7 goals in respective games against UBC. So they have a number of new faces in their lineup this year, but a lot of quality hockey players as well. So it promises to be a good weekend. As with a lot of teams in this league, it'll come down to the team that's able to execute and work within their structure. And so we're looking forward to the matchup. We feel that this is going to be a very, very, very good test for us and our guys. And we're looking forward to a good week of practice to make sure that we've done everything we can to be prepared for them.
Serge, in U Sports this year in hockey, is there anything different in the second overtime compared to the first?
No, it's the same for us. So
okay.
It's
now, when did you guys extend it to 2 overtimes?
As far as, and I don't know, it was before I came to the U of A.
Okay. Yeah, so I haven't seen a game that went double overtime in a while in the regular season, but that stat caught me off guard.
Yeah, so it's exciting enough with the 4-on-4, especially with the way Calgary and Alberta play. So when you get to 3-on-3, there's a lot of room out there, and there's a lot of skilled players that can do some good things with the puck without much ice and not much room.
So you guys play 4-on-4 for the first 5 and then 3-on-3 for the next 5?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Which is great. And then there's no shootout, right? Or is there a shootout at the end, or is that it?
Yeah, no, then there's a shootout.
Oh, wow.
So I believe Regina and Mount Royal went to if I'm not mistaken, went to two shootouts this weekend. So there is that
10 minutes of OT and no goals. Wow.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen very often.
No, not at all. Now, you said Calgary's team speed. You guys obviously are no slouches in the team speed department. But when you look at your team this year, and it's obviously very early, compared to last season, where's your team better this year than you were last year?
I think the guys there definitely is growth. There was growth that was shown last year in playoffs and heading into nationals. Now all these first year guys that have a year under their belt, I think they remember how hard and how much work was required to be competitive in this league and to be successful in this league. So I think the biggest improvement has been our play away from the puck. We focus a lot on transition, and for us, transition is when we have it, we're moving quickly up the ice, but when we lose it, we're transitioning quickly back to make sure that we can, you know, get ourselves in the structure and get it back as quickly as possible. So there's been a lot better work within our structure, and guys have shown a good level of commitment, not just in games, but in practice to prepare. So I think to me, that just shows a higher level of maturity and commitment to doing the little things that will set us apart from other teams, because any given night in this league, the teams are too good. If there's an off night, even sometimes an off period, and they could put you behind the eight ball. So I think a higher level of maturity is definitely the theme with us this year.
Now, as a coach, and you look at, it's very unique in U Sports. Of course, you have best of three, in the playoffs until you get to nationals. Then it's one and done. If you win, you move on. If you lose, you're out. What can you work on anything as a coach during the season to prepare your team for those one and dones? Now, I know we can say it's like a game seven, sure, but are there mental tests that you can do so a team, because we've seen a lot of times where the best team doesn't always win in those games, and I don't know if you can ever change that, but do you feel there's things you've learned over the last few years at Nationals could help prepare your team for the stress and the pressures of a one game?
Yeah, well, first of all, I truly believe that you have to rely on the experience of that some of the players on your roster might have gained previously to come into university hockey and having played in some big games. But I think more importantly is you want to develop a standard of consistency so that whether it's a best of three or a winner take all or lose and you're done type of an approach, that it they don't prepare any differently, that they have a certain standard that they hold themselves to, and they prepare the same way. So there's nothing that we really manufacture over the course of the year other than constant reminders of the, I know it's cliche, but the way you practice is how you're going to play. And that has been, coming back to my earlier statement, has been the biggest adjustment and biggest growth for our team is just the intensity in practice. And our practices aren't very long, but they're intense. We get done what we need to get done. And I feel that helps us come into a game, whether it's a Friday or a Saturday, and we're really striving to be consistent in our habits and our execution. And I think that kind of approach is really what you have to kind of maintain over the course of the year so that you show up in playoffs, you're ready to perform. And then when you come out of Canada West and you go to Nationals, you're ready to, when the puck is dropped for a quarterfinal game, you don't change anything because you know you're prepared to play your best, and because you've done it all year.
Serge Lajoie, head coach of the U of A Bears men's hockey program, 4-0 to start the season. They have a game Friday in Calgary, and then Saturday they're back home at the Drake to take on the Dinos. Quickly, how often do you practice 4-on-4 and 3-on-3?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. Not very often.
Okay.
Not very often. That's one thing that I've, as you mentioned at the start of the interview, that with the skill level that we have on our team, really our approach in the offensive zone is once we get into the offensive zone and we've got possession, and now it's, you could be creative, and we have a few guidelines and concepts and principles that we want the guys to kind of adhere to on when we're 4-on-4 and 3-on-3. But I'm fortunate that I can put players out there, any combination of two forwards, one D, or vice versa, and they're able to do something very creative with the ice that is with more ice that is out there. So we don't practice it that much. I really trust that we have the ability and the intelligence to be able to make some plays.
Serge, best of luck. Enjoy the weekend. Should be a fun tilt in Calgary and then at home at the Drake on Saturday. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on, Jason.